Blind Cool Tech community, this is Drew Weber. I previously submitted an episode about Master Drive, and I talked about creating an episode about the Colorado Center for the Blind. I have yet done so and wanted to submit this episode to the Blind Cool Tech community on the Blind Cool Tech podcast. I really think this is going to be an asset to everyone who is able to hear it, to learn about the independence training program over at the Colorado Center for the Blind. I'm not going to do a whole lot of explaining because I do all the explaining in the actual episode. So sit back and relax, and I hope you really enjoy the episode about the Colorado Center for the Blind's independence training program. Hello, and welcome to the Colorado Center for the Blind's audio information. Within this episode, you will hear about the independence training program. You will hear from staff about the courses they teach, and testimonials from students how attending the Colorado Center for the Blind has been a life-changing experience. The center's mission statement states this: by providing comprehensive training, support, and opportunities to blind persons and others in developing positive attitudes, the Colorado Center for the Blind empowers blind persons to lead independent lives as fully integrated, productive, and contributing members of society. The independence training program consists of 6 to 9 months where students come from their homes around the world to Littleton, Colorado, where they live 5 miles away from the center in apartments. They travel with public transportation, buses, and light rails to the center each day and travel back home to the apartments. Opening its doors in 1988, the Colorado Center for the Blind started then what it still does now, helping blind people achieve the goal of independence.
My name is Julie Deaton, and I'm the director here at the Colorado Center for the Blind. I love working at the center more than you can ever imagine. I think that it's my dream job because what we get to do here is really see such changes in people from when they start the program to when they finish. I've been blind myself since birth, and I had a very difficult time dealing with being blind. I tried to hide it and did all kinds of things that really weren't effective for me. And so when I see our students come in and having some of the same struggles that I had, I get really passionate about wanting to make a difference. That's really what the center is about, is pushing people, challenging people, so that when our students leave here, they have full confidence in themselves and that they know that they can do whatever it takes and they can be successful.
My name is Brett Batchon, and I teach cane travel here at the Colorado Center for the Blind as well as the Youth Services Coordinator. With that, I'm also the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Denver. The National Federation of the Blind has 3 centers nationwide: Louisiana Center for the Blind in Ruston, Louisiana, Blind Inc. in Minneapolis, and the Colorado Center for the Blind here in Littleton. And we have a little bit different philosophy than most training centers. We believe in sleep shade training so that people can learn to do things non-visually, have the confidence that even with their lack of eyesight or diminished eyesight, that they still can do anything that they want to do. And they realize that vision loss is just a characteristic of who they are, but not who they are exactly. We build a positive philosophy of blindness. We work on cane travel, braille, technology, organizational skills, home management, cooking, cleaning, doing the grocery shopping. And in addition to that, here at the Colorado Center, we also add a challenge recreation piece. In the wintertime, we go skiing. Summertime, we go rock climbing. We have had students go skydiving, whitewater rafting, canoeing, camping, and we put blind people in those situations so that they can see what is possible. And as a result of all these, we have a higher employment rate when people finish our program than certainly the national average. We have a higher braille literacy rate, and those two are directly correlated with one another. We are, in fact, changing what it means to be blind through our training center.
Hi, my name is Tom Anderson. I'm the braille instructor at the Colorado Center for the Blind. I've been teaching here since the Colorado Center for the Blind opened in 1988. Braille consists of 6 dots, and the combinations of the dots are what make the letters of the alphabet and signs and shorten words. There are 189 contractions in contracted Braille, so students learn uncontracted Braille first, and then they learn contracted Braille. For students who already know Braille, I work with them on other codes of Braille, such as Grade 3 Braille, Computer Braille, Music Braille, Nimeth Code for math and scientific notation, and then I also work with students on building their speed. The limits are as wide as the imagination as far as working to develop speed and accuracy in Braille.
Hi, my name's Chip Johnson. I'm one of the technology instructors here at the Colorado Center for the Blind, and we are a training center, so we work with students in all different areas of technology. We work with primarily JAWS, but also Window Eyes. Some of our students also are interested in the newer screeners like System Access and so forth, and we also work with note takers such as the Braille Note, PacMate, as well as the VoiceSense. Really, we just try to start with our students at whatever level that they find themselves in technology and help them improve, because we believe that it's very important for blind people, as it is for people in general, to have a good grasp of how to surf the web, how to create a document in Word, how to get around in Windows, that sort of thing. And so we try to improve their skills in those areas.
My name is Jennifer Maxwell, and I am one of the technology instructors at the Colorado Center for the Blind. And I've been here for just about a year in this coming March. Basically, what I do here is I primarily teach technology. What that involves is working with each of the students as an individual, which is different than a lot of classroom settings where everyone is at a certain grade level. So, for example, in one class I might have a student who's never used a computer, that's just learning to type, and right next to that student might be someone that's been using assistive technology for many years, and they're just learning some more advanced things.
Hi, my name's Steve DeKruger, and I'm a staff member at Colorado Center for the Blind. I teach cane travel. What I do is we take students and we start out with the basic cane techniques, and they literally blossom and just grow from there.
My name is Kerry Jones. I am from Haiti in the Caribbean. I've been at the Colorado Center for the Blind for nearly 11 months, and I'm really glad to be here. I want to tell everybody that as an independent training program, this is a very good one, considering where I was in life with almost no skills as far as cane travel and using computer with speech output is concerned. I got to learn how to use a computer from the beginning, the keyboard, and then some research on the internet using Microsoft Word. And also I got to learn how to use a note taker to take notes at school. And the very amazing thing that I've been doing here is take my cane and go wherever I want to go, whether in Littleton or downtown Denver.
My name's Kathleen Tever, and I work at Colorado Center for the Blind. I have been at the center now for a year and a half. I started in August of 07. I teach the home management program. All of my students are required to participate for 3 hours one morning and an hour and a half on Wednesday. When the students initially get here, I do an eval to see how much experience they've had, show them around the kitchen, and then we start doing hands-on with peeling and cutting with knives and teaching a knife technique that they're comfortable with and introducing them to different sizes of knives. And then I like to teach them immediately how to cook something for themselves, whether it be the microwave or the Foreman grill or even just a sauce pot to put a can of soup on. I like to introduce my students to electrical appliances like electric stoves, crock pots, things that are easy to cook in, and you just wash them up and put them away. They progress at their own rate, and if they bring recipes in that they want to make, then we make those recipes. I've had students make pita bread. You have to use a 500 degree oven to make pita bread. We're going to have a graduation this coming Thursday, and one of the requirements for graduation is to prepare a meal for 50 people. They have to make their own recipe, they have to scale it for 50 people, make a shopping list, and they have to make a timeline so they stay on task, so they can multitask at the same time, so their meal comes out at 12:15 the day it's supposed to.
My name is Miranda Breinberg. Lost my sight 3 years ago and have been attending the CCB now for about 3.5 months. The place where I've grown most, where I've noticed the most change in my life, is in the home management class. I've learned not to be afraid of the stove and just to get in there and try new things, explore. I find myself now cooking more than I did prior to losing my sight. I get in there and just have a fun time with it.
The center's job coordinator, Brenda Mosby, holds job classes on Monday and Tuesdays where she discusses real-life job situations. She also helps the students job research for employment after the center program has been completed. The center also offers an industrial arts class where students get real-life woodworking experience by using power tools and the click rule, a tactile measuring device. In hearing testimony from staff and students alike, it truly is a fact that the Colorado Center for the Blind is changing lives for blind people. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of the Colorado Center for the Blind's audio information. To find out more about the Colorado Center for the Blind and its programs, please visit www.cocenter.org.